You're listening to SBS News.
Stephanie Barr works for herself in product strategy and has been based at her Melbourne home office on and off for 4 years. But more recently, she's become one of the many Australians working at home full-time because of the global coronavirus pandemic.
I actually, having worked from home previously, do have a dedicated kind of office room. But now that I'm working from home full-time and my partner also occasionally needs to use a home office, it does make it a bit easier that we can, I guess, both deduct a portion for the home office potentially.
Now the tax office is giving home workers a shortcut to claim deductions at a flat 80 cents per hour rate. The new shortcut method includes internet costs, cleaning bills, stationery, phone costs and other expenses. ATO Assistant Commissioner Karen Foate says the shortcut approach can apply from March the 1st until the end of the financial year.
We also just want it to be simple for people. So it's not really for us about the number of people working from home. It is a very unprecedented situation that the nation finds itself in. So we're just trying to respond to that.
The Assistant Treasurer, Michael Sukkar, has called the tax rules a temporary arrangement. But Ms. Foate hasn't ruled out an extension of the tax change into next financial year if the federal government continues to encourage everyone to work at home to curb the spread of COVID-19. However, not all expenses can be claimed.
So you can't claim things like coffee, tea, even if your employer used to provide it when you're in the workplace. You can't claim for that. And you also can't claim for the cost of your children's education. So some people think you can claim for the cost of setting your kids up to do online learning at home. You can't claim a tax deduction for those things because they're not related to earning your income.
The tax office states employees can't claim a deduction for items that their workplace has provided, and staff cannot claim items for which they have already been reimbursed. The 80 cents per hour rate applies to extra costs, but it is also possible to claim under the previous fixed rate method of 52 cents an hour for heating, cooling, lighting and a decline in office furniture value. Taxpayers can also choose to claim a work-related portion of all running expenses and calculate that amount on a reasonable basis. CPA Australia is one of the largest accounting organisations and it wants this simpler shortcut to become a permanent option. The General Manager of External Affairs, Paul Drum, says before March, workers based at home will still need to use the 52 cents an hour rate method.
This is complicated and in some way it's micromanaging the expenses. So we think just being able to claim by number of hours that you spent in your office at home working, 80 cents an hour is a good cut through of some of those old, very cumbersome rules. Although the old rules are not replaced, and certainly from 1 July last year right up until the 1st of March this year, you have to use the old rules anyway.
But he says many people are working from home for the first time, therefore new simpler measures are appropriate.
If you look at it from a dollar perspective, if someone's working 40 hours a week at 80 cents, you know, 80 cents an hour, it's only $32 a week, or it'll be a claim of about $512 per person between now and the end of this financial year. As the deduction, it's not a lot of money.
It's important for employees to keep a record of the hours they spend working at home as evidence. Ms. Barr says it appears the updated rules provide more flexibility, but it could be tricky for people like her who already worked from a home office.
I guess for a lot of people who haven't maybe previously been working from home, it may be more straightforward. However, if you have been working from home previously, I could see how that could get a bit confusing. But again, at the end of the day, it's more money in your pocket, I guess. So hopefully it all works out better for everyone in the long run.
Applicants can lodge their own tax returns online from July the 1st, but if using the new approach, they must note COVID hourly rate. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your own language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.